And you're very welcome back to Kilkenny Today here with Eugene Doyle. Now, remember, we're the only radio station in Ireland that has a dedicated astronomy slot. Just get that out there. Over the past week, many people across Ireland were treated to an extraordinary sight as vivid red and green aurora lit up our skies, one of the most powerful displays seen here in years. And to help us understand what caused it, what might come next, and to guide us through some of the brilliant sky events this week, I'm joined, as usual, by David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland. David, you're very welcome to the programme.
Oh, thank you very much, Eugene.
Now, David, many people across Ireland, including myself, from Cork, Donegal, saw the aurora with the naked eye this week. Just how rare was this display, and why has it been described as historic?
Well, it was a great start to the year. Halfway through January, and we had a fantastic display of the aurora, which we predicted last week on the show and, of course, daily on our social media. We say whether or not there's going to be an aurora. For instance, tonight, we're not expecting one to occur at all. But last Wednesday, the whole country was treated. There might have been some clouds early on in the northwest of the island, but the rest of the country sent us fantastic photographs of an aurora that went right the way up to the overhead point, had lovely reds and greens, lots of rays, and all the characteristics of the aurora that we know and love. So that's going to be the cover story, I think, of the next issue of Astronomy Ireland magazine.
For sure. Now, David, this event was triggered by a massive solar eruption and a coronal mass ejection from an X-class solar flare. That's all gobbledygook to a lot of people, including myself. Can you explain in simple terms what actually happened between the sun and Earth to cause such vivid colours in our skies?
Yeah, well, these are explosions on the sun that happen roughly once a week. And if they're aimed at the Earth, often they'll go out to the left, the right, or they're on the far side of the sun. We won't see them at all. Then once they hit the Earth's environment, our magnetic field directs them in to the north and south pole. So they're really huge bursts of radiation that the sun emits. And this one was particularly fast. Normally it would take 3 or 4 days, and we'd have plenty of notice that there's an impending aurora. This one came in 25 hours, which is about as fast as they can ever come. So it was a very powerful flare on the sun and a very fast cloud of radiation. There are billions of tons of this stuff. No solid lumps, all individual subatomic particles that hit the Earth's atmosphere and make the upper atmosphere glow with those fantastic colors that give us the northern lights.
Absolutely. Now, the big storm has passed, but astronomers are saying further auroral activity is still possible. Should people in Ireland keep an eye on the skies over the coming nights, and what's your best advice for spotting the aurora if it returns? You're not predicting it's going to return, are you?
No, there's a small chance tomorrow that we're watching, but as I said, we will post the exact prediction around sunset on our social media. Links to the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they're on the bottom of our website, astronomy.ie. Now, the one last week was also unusual in that the next night it was quite strong as well. So it lasted over 24 hours. And normally they're only the storms only last for a few hours, but this was a nice big protracted, prolonged one as well. So we can never really be 100% certain with aurora. In fact, we thought that the one that happened last week would probably happen in the wee hours of Tuesday morning. It actually came Monday evening, so a few hours early. But we did say on our social media post that day that, you know, watch from dusk until dawn, because we know what aurora are like. They are that little bit unpredictable. We have spacecraft watching the sun 24 hours a day, but not enough of them to figure out the speeds. Mm. So we're sort of looking down the gun barrel and trying to figure out how fast is that bullet going towards us, and we don't really know that yet. There are other spacecraft predicted, and we're near the sunspot maximum. In fact, it probably happened last year. It's an 11-year cycle the sun goes through, and the northern lights peak 2 to 3 years after the number of sunspots. So we're heading into aurora territory, the peak aurora territory now. So this year, next year, and the year after, you can expect more. I saw 12 aurora from Ireland last year. That's despite it being mostly cloudy in Ireland. People with clear skies last year saw 30 displays if they live in countries where it's always clear. So expect more and keep checking the social media every day. It's the longest running aurora alert service in Ireland, And as I said, you get the links on.
And finally, on this section of David. Last week we spoke about the ISS, the International Space Station evacuation, leaving only three astronauts on board the space station: two Russians and an American. Now, one of them must have got really lonely from his friends because he took an absolutely stunning video of the Aurora from the International Space Station, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, they're always doing this. They have this cupola, it's called, a big window, basically, that's optically perfect that they can look out for doing scientific experiments like watching things on the Earth. But they also, it's one of the favorite pastimes the astronauts like to do when they have time off, is to look out that window at the Earth passing below, or comets and other things in the sky above. Because, of course, even when the sun's above their horizon, the sky is still pitch black, and they get a fantastic view from 400 kilometers up of the aurora, which comes only down as deep as about 100 kilometers and starts maybe 300. So they're always above it, looking down, whereas we're below it, looking up. So it's incredible to get that perspective. And you also see it almost in 3D.
Yes.
Because they can see the whole expanse for several thousand kilometers.
It's definitely worth, our listeners, it's definitely worth going on and Googling that. Just put in Russian cosmonaut captures Aurora from the International Space Station. You'll see the video. It's really, really good. Now, David, one of the highlights this week is Jupiter appearing very close to the moon on Friday night. Why is this such a striking sight, even for people with no telescope at all?
Well, these are the two brightest objects in the night sky. And Jupiter is at its closest to Earth this month of the year. So it's a little bit brighter than normal as well. And the moon is nearly full, about as bright as it can get. So we've got the two brightest objects in the night sky close to each other. They're so close, if you held your fist out at arm's length, you would easily cover both of them. And so even if you didn't know anything about astronomy, you're out walking the dog that evening, you're going to see the moon, and then you're going to say, what is that huge, bright star next to it? And the answer is the planet Jupiter. So now people know, we want them to deliberately go out on Friday night and have a look for what's the naked eye highlight of the month. There'll be nothing as spectacular as this all during January. So you don't need anything, not even binoculars. Of course, you've got a pair of binoculars, you can have a closer look. You might be able to see Jupiter's moons and the craters on the moon itself. Even a pair of binoculars held steady will show those.
And as well, but if anyone got a telescope, this is an ideal time to go out as well, isn't it?
Yeah, all this week the moon is in the evening sky, and it's the easiest object to practice on, and very rewarding because there's so much detail to see on the moon with a telescope. You don't just see the craters with a telescope held steady on a stand. You can usually see, if you've got a good telescope, the mountains inside the craters, which always fascinates me. Sometimes there are several mountains inside the craters. Some of the craters don't have mountains in the middle at all. So it's an incredible terrain to watch, and it will, you know, get you used to using your telescope. Then move to Jupiter on Friday night. By any night this week, you'll see Jupiter blazing in the evening sky, the brightest star, in quotes, up there. So you've got two great targets all week to practice on.
Now, and then, of course, you said the moon is available. On Tuesday evening, of course, the moon actually crosses the seven stars star cluster. Again, this is another special event. And what simple equipment would listeners need to enjoy it properly?
Yeah, well, normally you can see the Pleiades, or the Seven Sisters cluster, with the naked eye. But with the bright moon beside it, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, you're going to need your binoculars. But that gives a much more spectacular view anyway, because you don't just see the seven, and I can see dozens, 40 or 50, when the moon's not in the sky, swamping the fainter ones. So definitely take your binoculars to the moon tomorrow night. They're closest around the 9 o'clock mark, but a few hours before and a few hours after won't make much difference. And, you know, you can even try and photograph this with your smartphone, which, by the way, you should also try and photograph Jupiter near the moon with your smartphone and send your best picture to Astronomy On magazine to be published. Details are on the website in the Contact Us page. Have a look there. But to see the Pleiades this close to the moon, you know, you can see the moon blazing on its own tomorrow night, point your binoculars at it, and there's the Seven Sisters right next to it. It's going to be an amazing sight. I've seen this happen before, and it is absolutely lovely in a pair of binoculars.
Now, if that wasn't enough, then we also have the February full moon, traditionally known as the snow moon, coming up this weekend. Now, you're encouraging people to photograph it creatively. What should they be thinking about when lining up that perfect shot?
Yeah, well, when the full moon rises, It can look a bit bigger than normal, thanks to the moon illusion. And it's a great time to line up the moon with anything, statues, buildings, landmarks, to make the picture creative. We always see pictures like this all over the internet, and we can do it from Ireland as well, and we want to publish the best Irish pictures of the full moon rising. It's called the snow moon. Guess why? This time of year we expect snow. And it's not an exact predictor of snow, but that's the name the February moon has got. And it's February by Sunday, so that's the first full moon of February as well. So get out, get creative, and again, send your pictures in to Astronomy Ireland magazine. It's always details in the magazine. By the way, there are diagrams of the Jupiter near the moon on Friday, the Pleiades near the moon tomorrow, and there's a bit of tiny write-up on the snow moon just telling people to take their pictures and send them to us.
And then, David, for people who want to get involved in astronomy, this week is also very, 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 very important, because you're launching your hugely popular Astronomy for Beginner classes this week.
Yeah, they start on Wednesday. So from the comfort of your own home, because they're now online, you can watch the 8 Wednesday classes. They run at 2 hours each, a bit of a break in the middle. And they're aimed at beginners. We call it Astronomy for Beginners. So you don't need any knowledge of maths or science or physics or anything like that. It's basically like 8 talks all about every aspect of the universe. So hopefully at the end of it, you'll know a bit about everything, from the black holes and exotic things like that, to how the universe began in a little bit of detail, our latest theories of it, and why there's all the evidence to say there was a Big Bang rather than something else that made the universe, but also all the stars and planets. And we've sent spacecraft to all the planets now, so we've got incredible amounts of information about those. And also there's some practical sides too, how to use your binoculars or even a small telescope, and how to find your way around the sky, learn the main star patterns, the constellations. So there's even the things exotic like the search for life in space. How close are we to finding it? What techniques do they use? We now know of over 6,000 planets around other stars. There's just so much to cover that we know about the universe in the 16 hours, basically, two hour each 8 Wednesdays going March. Don't worry, because they're all recorded being online, and you can get the recordings the next day anyway. So they're aimed at people all over the country who don't know much about astronomy, but want to know more. They originally started decades ago because Astronomy Ireland is a magazine, but a magazine is articles about everything from astronauts to Big Bangs. And not everyone's interested in the astronauts, not everyone's interested in Big Bangs. So the idea of a magazine is you pick a few articles out of it every month that you like. But there are some people who want to read it cover to cover and want to understand the background to all the stories that come up. And that's where the classes started off. So we designed them. We now have a famous YouTuber, John Campbell, who's got over 50,000 followers on YouTube last time I heard, because he explained the universe. And now he's going to give the Astronomy Ireland classes. So you're in very good hands. They're designed by Astronomy Ireland. They're by far the most popular astronomy classes in Ireland. And thousands of people have taken them, young and old, over the decades. So go to astronomy.ie and sign up today. If you're not a member, it doesn't matter. We'll just give you a membership and start you off with a subscription to the magazine that after the classes end will keep you up to date on all the new discoveries are made that we didn't know of when the classes started.
And the first classes starts at what time?
Wednesday, 7 p.m. So 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. each Wednesday for the next 8 Wednesdays. You can sign up now, 24 hours a day, on astronomy.ie.
And I can
very good company.
And I can attest by reading the Astronomy Ireland magazine, I can attest that if that's anything to go on, these classes will definitely be done in layman's terms in relation to space, so people needn't worry about being getting too technical and all of that. Now, finally, David, and briefly, for someone who was inspired by the aurora or these upcoming sky events, what's the easiest first step they can take to stay connected with Irish astronomy and keep learning more, as well as these classes?
Well, of course, we would say, and if you read any books on astronomy internationally, they say join your local astronomy society, and that's what Astronomy Ireland is. So if you're in Ireland, join Astronomy Ireland, get the magazine every month in the post, and then there's a weekly email that goes out as well, and you've always got some of us are experts in the club, been doing it for years, and we love to help people. We're aimed specifically at beginners, which makes has made Astronomy Ireland the world's most popular astronomy society. Okay. We can't say better than that. There are thousands of people all over the country like you. If you can't afford a euro a week, which is roughly what it costs, and who can't afford that? And the hobby is a great thing for your mental health during difficult times with this cost of living crisis we have at the moment. And all
better leave it there, David.
Bad things we won't talk about. So go to astronomy.ie and start there.
Okay, that's great. David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland, thank you indeed for joining us.